Welcome to another episode of Future Proof Your Career podcast. My name is Elise Stevens, and today the fabulous Jaspreet Dhol is going to be sharing about what AI means for us in the future in terms of our careers. Jaspreet has recently been awarded PMI Future 50 Young Leaders, and her influence goes beyond leading data, cloud, and AI projects. Wow. She's also grooming agilists to think the future is technology and automation and how that's going to reframe how work gets done. Such important things. Jaspreet runs digital projects ranging from web and mobile development to interactive solutions to e-commerce to data science, AI, and ML. And she recently co-founded an on-demand startup service. Oh. Jaspreet says project leaders must learn to think more holistically, learn to flex to use hybrid. They must also examine their daily work routines, what problems routinely come up, which ones can be solved quickly, and what is the most effective way of implementing change. Well, after all that, Jaspreet, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be on here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on the podcast. So we're talking about AI and how it's going to impact our careers. And I want to look at it not just from a project management perspective, but some general thoughts that you might have about how AI is going to change the nature of work. So AI is going to be making changes to all our lives. Firstly, how is it going to impact the lives of project managers?
Well, I think project managers are going to get capable assistants. There's a lot of buzz around artificial intelligence and its implications, just like software development, aviation, healthcare, finance, and the impact of artificial intelligence and automation can be seen and felt in project management sector as well. Artificial intelligence is increasingly finding its way into project management tools and technologies to handle everything from scheduling to analyzing the patterns of a working team and offering suggestions. I think these augmented tools make AI an obvious benefit to project managers moving forward. Artificial intelligence is being used to help with project management, project organization on collection of fronts. For example, it helps us making enhanced decisions, deliver meaningful advice, offload repetitive tasks, eliminate human error, and maintain schedules, budgets, ability to monitor those patterns, and help with complex analysis and assist in difficult decision-making. This is one of the many effective ways that these systems are capable of saving human time on various efforts by helping to make sure that nothing is overlooked. These systems integrate with popular communication tools like Slack or Jira to make for a more efficient process when it comes to getting the matters resolved. Not too far from now, you will be able to see that a bot sends you a notification reminding you to follow up or that deliverable is approaching its due date. Studies have shown that project managers spend more than half of their time on administrative tasks, such as like checking in and then managing the updates. I think the bots will be able to step in and handle these less intensive tasks for project managers, so they can cut the busy time in half. This is a significant time saver, which will allow us, the project managers, to be able to focus more on the complex processes that's behind the management strategy. It will help us enable our focus on the employees, which in turn will help them to empower their employees and find further efficiency.
That's very interesting. So does AI come in the form of software or software tools, advanced software tools? Is that how it's going to be introduced?
Yes. For example, let's say we get the integration of some AI functionality into the Jira or into our emails. So if you can see, like Google has, Gmail has recently released a feature where if you have subscribed to a service, but you're not opening those emails, it sends you a pop-up like, hey, do you want to unsubscribe from this? So I believe certain things will be happening also in the project management sector.
And so will that require organizations to implement or deploy this software?
I believe the software companies that already exist out there, the tools that we use, for example, let's say it can be Basecamp, Jira, or any Confluence, or I think those companies will already be integrating those features into their tools.
This could be a bit scary for project managers, can't it?
Not sure. I don't think so. I think it will project manage. It's just like we need to think more holistically. We don't have to rely too much on, I mean, too short-sighted thinking. It can be detrimental. So what can happen is like, it can be extremely tempting for you to overanalyze the problems, dissect them into smaller parts until you come to a most logical conclusion. That is old school thinking, right? So today, project management jobs, they require a higher level of thinking, right? Holistic thinking, to be exact. Step back from the minutiae of the data and look at the bigger picture and start to figure out the patterns. Once you have a sense of overall trend, then you can turn your attention into underlying data. This is where the artificial intelligence can add the most value. I think as a project manager, you should think of AI as a tool that will help you do your job better. It's really no different than driving a car to the grocery store than just walking there. If these traditional job responsibilities will be handled by the tools, what is left for the project managers, right? So that might be your next question. So I think someone has to set the criteria for the AI to initially use. So we need to define rules, right? So all the projects will need to be integrated and later presented to the stakeholders. The questions will still need to be answered and future adjustments will still need to be made. Machines are good at collecting data, like analyzing it, monitoring the data flow. However, projects need some human input to fill in the blanks that the data leaves out.
Okay, so we've talked about project management and the potential that AI has to streamline some of the admin type tasks that project managers do, and so to enable project managers to better able to use our brains and do the big thinking stuff rather than the administrivia. What about for other types of work apart from project management? What about for the less skilled role? What is the impact of AI going to be on those jobs that are low skilled?
I believe that AI is going to, let's say, automate a lot of jobs, but it is also going to create a number of more jobs. So people just need to focus on upskilling themselves so they can stay relevant in future.
Well, that's true, isn't it? That I know that, you know, there's been a whole lot of automation already go through over the years, but with the introduction of AI, there's the potential to do so much more. So as you said, remaining relevant and keeping your skills relevant is so important for moving forward. So what can PMs do to embrace AI?
We need to cultivate the stakeholder influence. So that's something AI cannot do, and you have to be human. So it might sound simple, and it really is, but it's also secret to remaining competitive in an artificial world. So you have to do only what you can do. So how does this relate to project management? Every project involves people in some capacity, right? In project management terms, these people are called stakeholders. The funny thing is that the stakeholders like to be engaged and like to be keep informed about what's happening on their project. And this is where you come in. A machine is incredibly good at communicating with other machines, but things get a little dicey when it comes to translating those communications to the average stakeholders. Humans aren't robots, you know, and they have subjective feelings called emotions. These emotions can make humans become unpredictable at times. So this requires another human to use their intuition to read between the lines and figure out how to empower and motivate people to take action towards a mutually agreed upon goal.
Well, that's right. Projects are all about people. Even if you're building a bridge, you think, oh, but there are people involved in building it. There are people who are going to be using it, and there are people that are going to be supporting it. So to say that these type of projects don't involve people is just just so wrong?
Right. So I think the project managers don't necessarily have to be scared about AI replacing their job somehow. So I think we just need to embrace it, and we need to accept that this is just, I'm going to get somebody to help me more.
Yeah, well, that would be good. I think that a lot of why people have fears is because it's so much of the unknown. In the media, you know, you've got pictures of robots
right
doing our jobs, and you know, we're all going to be whatever, you know, where all our jobs are going. And
yeah. It is definitely not true. I would say there is a lot of variables that every project is different. Every project has certain variables which will not be, if our AI is to do it, it means it doesn't require human brain at all. I don't think it's going to actually happen, because there will always be the risk and the issues that happen that has never happened before. And AI cannot be powered unless powered to make certain kind of decisions which do not have enough data to back it up, right? So for those, like, this is how, like, good project managers, like, separate from the great project managers. How the great project managers are always going to predict what could happen. Great project managers are going to already use their intuition, and they have some experience which they can already drive at conclusions for those.
There's a whole scare campaign going on about AI. I think it's a cheap headline. We're all going to be replaced by robots.
I've never got scared from that.
I know. When people look into the future and they can't see a clear path, then of course they're going to be scared about their jobs, their security, all those type of things. What am I going to be doing? But I think that if you look to our past and look at the evolution of technology in the last 5 to 10 years, you'll see that already the way we work now as opposed to 10 years ago is different. It's evolved.
It's definitely different. Yes, I mean, before there wasn't enough PM tools, and people used heavily like the Excel and the formulas and those, but now we just have those tools. We just drag and drop everything. So, I mean, but if you look at the bigger picture, it has just made our job easier.
So, well, it has. You know, delivering projects is still a tough gig, I think, because you have got variables about people. You've got politics going on within the organization. You've got external influences. You've got internal influences. And all of these factors are not things that can be automated with AI. But, you know, these are the variables of life. These are the variables of project life. And when you break down what it is a project manager actually does, it, about embedding change, that's about people, process, technology, and even the technology aspects of it, hopefully some of the mundane, repeatable things can be automated and, you know, AI take away some of the drudgery so that we do have more time to concentrate on those value-add activities.
Right. So I think I would give tips to project managers here. So I think they need to focus less on the delineation of the roles, like, am I a project manager? Am I a program manager? Am I a portfolio manager? Like, focus less on these, right? And focus more on the business side and the leadership skills. Become more of a strategic partner. We need to think bigger. We don't necessarily have to think that, okay, I'm running this project and I deliver it on time schedule and I made enough profit margin on top of whatever the budget was given. To be able to, you know, define a change roadmap, interviewing the organization change, technology, and the value stream. This includes that a clear line of sight between strategic intent and deliverables. So for example, if you're, let's say you're doing a scaled agile, whether it be like Scrum of Scrum, Safe, get yourself out of that small incubator into the full enterprise-wide implementation. Know like the bigger goal of why you're doing something. And then you can do like a perform cross-project integration, not just into your program. Get out of that that box, you know. And these, there are sometimes the silo projects that have dependencies and impact. To be able to define those overlaps, ask yourself the following questions through your day-to-day routine. Like, what problems do I consistently observe? What problems can I quickly solve? What are the most, what's the most efficient way of implementing change? How can I inspire others to embrace this mindset? And then there are, if there are other groups within your organization that have similar problems. So in order to survive in this machine onslaught, you have to move upstream quickly. And it's only a matter of time before Apple's or Siri, you know, like Alexa or from Amazon start to laugh and cry with people. Just kidding. And you have to like just focus on developing your interpersonal skills, like how to engage and influence your project stakeholders. Like, there are a few skills to focus on, negotiating, you know, for example, or diplomacy. So these are the skills that will come in handy when you have to negotiate the project constraints, motivate your team members, set your vendor expectations, and assign roles and responsibilities, and even relay the stakeholder support. Turn your ability to navigate through the human experience into a key advantage. At the end of the day, you only have to show your stakeholders, be it internal or external, that you care what matters to them, what is important to them, and you are connected with them on what their goal is. That's the only thing people need to know. I mean, I don't think people are going to go crazy if you miss the deadline, as long as they have been informed throughout the process, like, hey, we have been doing this, we encountered this issue. So they have been constantly informed, they have been constantly involved during the entire process. So you are already conditioning their brains to already accept if ever things are going to go wrong in future and how we will negotiate it.
Well, no matter if there's AI in our future or not, those things, those skills that you mentioned are so important for delivering great change.
You're right here.
What are some of the tangible things that people can work on tomorrow to be ready for AI? I know that you've given us a shopping list of things, but what are the two most important things that project managers can work on in the next 6 months to make themselves AI ready or ready for AI?
One, of course, you will always have different types of projects in different types of industries. So you just go yourself, get into it and learn the new tech, whatever it is. For example, let's say you have never managed a data science project. You go learn the basic stuff. If you have never managed an infrastructure project, just go learn it. So first, things always start this way, because project managers, you will always be deployed to different types of projects across different domains. So people have to look up to you. So you have to have that. It just goes back to like how people will be. So we need to think more than just our daily job. Like, how can I add value? You just have to constantly ask this question to yourself every day. What can I do that would keep me competitive? For me, it's just asking myself these questions every day. What is the problem that happened today? How can it be solved? Or what is the problem that's happening over and over, but our processes or our tools are not able to resolve it? So these are the two questions I ask every day. And then I try to think, okay.
Well, I think that that's a good point. I find that change can happen to you, or you can be a change leader.
Right.
No matter where you are in the organization, which one of those things has got the most control associated with it?
Definitely, you have to be, you can either be controlled by the change or you could be the control change agent. So you are going to embrace the agile mindset. You're going to have everybody on board with you with this change mindset. How can I improve the existing process? What else can I do to make things better, make things easier? So you are the one who will initiate the change. So you don't get pushed around with the change that is being coming from outside.
And I think that you have to look at AI as an opportunity for those organizations that do invest in putting in great AI tools to help automate as much as possible. I think that it's going to offer a lot of opportunities. And I think that if you can embrace that and move forward with it, it's so important. And I know it's scary, and I know that people listening to this podcast are going to think, oh, but that's scary. And it is scary. But I think that just look at the past 5 years and look at what's been happening to our working lives. I don't know what it's going to look like in 10 years. I know that it's going to look different to what it does now. But what it really is about small incremental changes. Like, we just don't suddenly end up in 10 years worth of advancement in like a week. It takes time. But be part of the solution, because organizations and customers and everything want people that are part of the solution. But I'm not saying it's easy, because you've got to deal with your own internal motivation and fears to move forward. But I think that you have to be comfortable with your self-value and your self-worth, and to know that you have the skills. And if you don't, you have to do something about it.
Yes, you just have to embrace it and go ahead with the with having that mindset and inspire others and just take control of it and be willing to adapt rapidly to change. Just don't just wait for change to happen and then be the change agent who initiates it.
Well, Jaspreet, thank you so much for sharing your insight about AI and its potential impact to the project management community.
Right. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's been fantastic chatting to you about this very important topic.
All right. Thank you. Thanks.
That ends another podcast from Future Proof Your Career.